Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome in to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is our very first program back in 2016. We certainly enjoyed the time off with family and friends, but right now it is time to roll up our sleeves. We want to get back to work. We've got an outstanding lineup over the next 2 hours right here at YSR as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios. And although it may be the month of January, things are certainly heating up on Saturday at NRG Stadium as we get set for the wild card round with the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff is set for 4:35 Eastern time. And how about the Texans? You got to tip your hat to Bill O'Brien and his staff, a division championship, playoff berth earned after a 7-2 surge to finish the season. Quite a testament to momentum, and it certainly is a beautiful thing. It's such a pleasure to have with us Greg Tyler. He works very closely with Houston Texans. He serves as the team chaplain and the pastor. I met Greg this past fall when Dick Vermeil was in town, and it's been such a joy and pleasure to spend some time around him. Good evening, Greg. It's nice to have you back with us right here at YSR.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be here with you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a new year, and we are very excited about our first show back. And, of course, we're certainly excited and a lot of anticipation for the first game of the 2016 NFL playoff that's going to take place on Saturday with the Texans and the Chiefs. There is so much anticipation. I got to ask you this because there's been a lot of twists and turns throughout this season. What are you looking forward to most with this particular matchup, Greg?
Well, you know, having had some roots there in with Kansas City previously, some years back, and having then undergone the game that we started our season out in, you know, I'm really excited about giving our guys a chance to redeem themselves.
Uh-huh.
They're excited as well.
And, of course, you know, we have to wonder, too, I mean, what has been the prescription for this incredible turnaround? How were they able to do it? Because that slow 2-5 start and then just the continual carousel that took place with all the different quarterbacks, what a total of five. Do you just point to the defensive togetherness, how they were able to fight and move this team forward?
Well, you know, I tell you what, the guys got together. Coach did a great job of unifying them and having them to really look within and search within themselves. I guess at the same time, you know, from a defensive standpoint, the chemistry continued to build, and those guys began playing lights-out football after being used to one another. And then it was just the offense's job just to really manage the ball and not turn it over.
Hey, Greg Tyler is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's breaking it all down. We're talking about his Houston Texans. He works very closely with them. He is the team chaplain. And, you know, you have an opportunity day in and day out, Greg, to work with these guys. What have you witnessed and learned from this team in terms of just the internal fortitude and the heart and just that, you know, continual belief that despite all the injuries and the adversity that they faced, that they were able to make just this astonishing turnaround?
Well, I really commend each of these guys because, I mean, one thing that they've reflected is a never give up attitude. Just never give up. We've just got to keep going no matter what. They've really been able to draw strength from one another. They've been able to really draw strength from their coaches. And then I'd like to think that what we do around there, they've been able to draw some strength from that as well.
Well, it certainly is a tremendous testament to their bounce-back ability, what we think about that beatdown against what the Dolphins in Week 6, and they continued. You said the word about Coach O'Brien does a great job unifying. He's a great unifier. But how this team continued to remain composed?
We realize that the season, you know, 16 games, man, that's a long season.
Yeah.
But you endure that 16-game stretch in order that you might be able to play some meaningful ball in December and then get an opportunity to go to the dance. And so all of their tenacity has brought them to this point. Man, I'm really proud of them.
You bet. Hey, huge expectations, lofty expectations for the Houston Texans coming into this season. And despite all the different losses that this team had, I think one of the things that's so commendable, and I'm sure you're going to agree, is that, you know, the team continued, as I'm hearing you say, I mean, they stayed positive. But they didn't turn on each other. They continued to encourage each other, right?
That's right. You know, I'll tell you what, when you get a situation where you've got guys pointing fingers and crossing eyes and all those sorts of things, you're in a dangerous situation. But I tell you what, I would certainly say that the character of the guys that we have in this locker room, Elisa, just really didn't allow that to happen. And so they just continued to depend on one another and really put their, you know, their feet to the fire and really work hard. And it's really paid off and just some tremendous dividends.
You're listening to the voice of Greg Tyler. He is the Houston Texans chaplain, and we are talking about the division championship, the playoff berth after that huge rush to the finish line, 7-2 surge to finish this season. Of course, the Texans face the Chiefs on Saturday at NRG Stadium. And, you know, as a team chaplain, Greg, I mean, what is it like for you to spend time around this particular roster? I mean, I know that we're going to talk about that here momentarily. You were with the Kansas City Chiefs, but just the vibe, the attitude, the disposition of this particular roster and team.
Well, you know, teams change from year to year, and the atmosphere, the attitude, all of those different types of things, and to be around this group. I mean, you know, it's really exciting. You know, I'm out there day in and day out as they practice, and so you get a chance to see not only the product on game day, glory day, but you get a chance to spend time and be with them all week long. And so that way you can kind of monitor who's having a good day, who's having a bad day, who needs encouragement, who needs a slap. It's that kind of thing. And so these guys have just I can't say enough about their work ethic, about the character of guys that are on this roster. And hey man, we're looking for great things this coming Saturday afternoon.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and there is so many intriguing players that are part of the Texans. Come on, you got to share with our audience across the country, Greg. I mean, who are you spending some time with? I mean, is there anyone in particular that you especially enjoy mentoring and help them step up their game to the next level?
Well, there are a number of guys, and I'm thankful for that. I would have to say that one of the guys that's certainly on the radar right now is a guy that I call Mercy.
okay, Whitney,
for a lot of reasons, you know.
Yeah. Tell us.
But his name is Whitney Merciless, and he's number 59.
Yes.
And he plays a linebacker position. And I tell you what, he's been doing just a really tremendous job. We've spent great hours and moments of time just being encouragement to him, talking and allowing him to unload information and defuse the bomb before he gets out on the field, and he's been just a great joy to work with over this year.
Well, he has certainly had an incredible season, quite a tandem there with JJ, but talk to us about some of the other players as well. I understand that you spent some time with Dre Hall too.
Yes, I tell you what, Dre has been a gentleman that's been here for a couple of years and didn't play a lot on last year, but Dre has become the starting free safety, and this young man, I've really seen him grow. He's one who really loves the Lord and really rallies the troops together for me, and so he's another great prospect.
Whitney and Dre, just, you know, guys that are devoted, very passionate about their faith. The Houston Texans conversation continues with Greg Tyler, the team chaplain, right after this quick timeout.